On Thursday morning, the United Educators of San Francisco, or UESF, held a news conference to officially announce its intent to strike. Over 5,000 educators across the city, 98% of the union, voted yes to launch the strike on Monday, February 9th. The potential strike will be the first for the city's educators in decades. The last time that San Francisco educators went out on strike was for almost 7 weeks in 1979, following the passage of Proposition 13. The strike vote follows almost a full year of bargaining. The union, which not only represents teachers but also counselors, social workers, and school psychologists, says that its biggest issues are wages, healthcare, and special education. UESF President Cassandra Curiel hosted Thursday's news conference.
We are announcing the strike here this morning because we want our community and families to be prepared in case the district does not make that agreement in time. We did not come to this decision lightly. This is the first strike since 1979. We want to be in our classrooms and school sites with all of our students. We have been saying for a long time that we will do whatever it takes to win the schools our students deserve. And so here we are.
Thursday's announcement comes just a day after the release of a report by a state-appointed neutral. The report says that the district should and can provide full dependent benefits to its members, at least temporarily. It also says the district can pay at least a 3% wage increase each year. The district's most recent proposal was only 2%, compared to the union's request for 9%. In response, SFUSD stated in a press release that it is under state oversight, quote, making a conservative fiscal approach necessary, end quote. While other Bay Area districts provide fully covered health care to their educators, UESF members receive some of the lowest contributions to their health care costs in the Bay Area. UESF noted that 40% of the paychecks of the lowest earning crucial support staff go just towards healthcare contributions alone. UESF argues that this leads educators to seek work in other districts, creating a vacancy crisis across SFUSD with, quote, hundreds of positions unfilled still this year, end quote, according to a press release. On top of this, UESF pointed out that district officials recently allocated $111 million to a rainy day fund, money that the educators argue should be directed to the actual classrooms. In response to the probable strike, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie has urged both the district and the union to get back to the bargaining table.
I've been in regular contact with both the school district and the teachers union, and I am urging them to keep talking so kids can keep learning. Our working parents can't afford to stay home if schools are closed. Our special needs students can't afford to lose access to vital services that help them succeed.
However, SFUSD, which has more than 50,000 students, is not the only district in the state with these educator concerns. In both Los Angeles and San Diego, educators have also recently called for walkouts over wages, healthcare, and special education. Despite the strike announcement, SFUSD Superintendent Dr. Maria Sue says negotiations are far from over.
My goal is to avoid a strike. I want us all to come back to the table and have the conversation that will continue moving towards an agreement to support our educators and support our students.
District officials met with the educators union late Thursday to present a new proposal. It was the first time since October that the bargaining teams met. Negotiations are set to continue through Friday night. The Principals and Administrators Union in San Francisco have also announced the possibility of a strike in solidarity with the educators. Their union has launched an emergency vote that will be open for 24 hours, closing at noon on Friday the 6th. In reference to the final days of negotiations, union president Curiel joked, quote, "The homework is due at midnight, and it's 11:59," end quote. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.